What makes video games so addictively engaging while important work feels like a chore? The answer lies not in games themselves, but in the fundamental human motivations they tap into. Yukai Cho's Octalysis framework reveals that all human behavior stems from 8 core motivational drives. When properly understood, these same principles can transform any experience, from work to learning, into something as captivating as your favorite game. Traditional gamification often fails because it focuses on superficial elements like points and badges, rather than addressing deeper psychological needs. True gamers don't play for points. They play for strategy, social connection, and the thrill of overcoming challenges. This distinction represents the difference between function-focused design, assuming people will take action if given the right tools, and human-focused design, recognizing that humans have feelings, insecurities, and motivations that affect their willingness to act. The gaming industry mastered human-focused design first because games must please players who can leave any time. What if we could apply these same principles to make our work, health habits, and learning just as engaging? After years of research, Chow identified 8 core drives that motivate all human behavior. Without at least one of these drives activated, there's simply no motivation and no action. Epic meaning and calling makes us believe we're part of something greater than ourselves. Wikipedia contributors aren't paid, they're protecting humanity's knowledge. Apple doesn't just sell electronics, it sells a vision that transforms customers into evangelists. Development and accomplishment drives our desire for progress, mastery, and overcoming challenges. eBay brilliantly taps this by making purchases feel like victories. You don't just buy items, you win them after competing against other bidders. Empowerment of creativity and feedback engages us in creative processes with immediate feedback. This is why Legos remain eternally fascinating. We can continuously create, experiment, and see immediate results of our imagination. Ownership and possession motivates us to improve what we own or control. Our brains form powerful attachments to things we possess. Even objects we initially don't value become important once we feel ownership over them. Social influence and relatedness encompasses our desire to connect, compare, and be influenced by others. Studies consistently show that our behavior automatically adjusts to match perceived social norms. When hotel signs state 75% of guests reuse towels, towel reuse increases by 25%, with even better results when the message specifies 75% of guests in this room. The final 3 drives represent the black hat side of motivation, powerful at driving immediate action, but potentially creating negative feelings when overused. Scarcity and impatience makes us want things simply because they're rare or immediately unattainable. We instinctively chase what moves away from us and value things difficult to obtain. In one experiment, people valued identical cookies more when they came from a jar with only 2 cookies versus one with 10. Unpredictability and curiosity keeps us engaged through uncertainty. Slot machines demonstrate this perfectly. Players continuously lose money but remain engaged by the small possibility of winning big. B.F. Skinner found that animals pressed levers continuously when rewards became unpredictable, regardless of hunger. Loss and avoidance motivates through fear of losing something. Games like Farmville create maintenance requirements where crops wither without regular attention. The sunk cost prison occurs when you've invested so much time that quitting feels like losing all your accumulated progress. The Octalysis framework reveals that left-brain core drives, accomplishment, ownership, scarcity, avoidance, correlate with extrinsic motivation, pursuing goals or rewards. Right-brain core drives, creativity, social influence, unpredictability, epic meaning, correlate with intrinsic motivation, enjoying activities for their own sake. Most gamification relies on extrinsic rewards because they're easier to implement, but this creates motivational traps. Research shows that paying someone to do something they previously enjoyed for free can destroy their intrinsic motivation. When the payment stops, they lose interest completely. Educational systems suffer from this shift. Humans naturally desire to learn, but schools transform this into extrinsic motivation for grades. Despite its drawbacks, extrinsic motivation generates initial interest. The ideal approach combines both types strategically. Establish a white hat environment where users feel powerful, implement black hat techniques at key conversion moments, then quickly transition back to white hat to restore positive feelings. To create truly engaging experiences, focus on making users more intrinsically motivated. 1. Make experiences more social, but only after users have experienced value. Wait until their first major win state before asking them to invite friends. 2. Add controlled unpredictability through mystery boxes, expected rewards with unknown contents, or Easter eggs, unexpected rewards. 3. Provide meaningful choices and feedback so users can express creativity and strategy. If all users take identical paths, there are no meaningful choices. The most powerful designs balance all 8 core drives, using black hat techniques sparingly to drive immediate action while maintaining a foundation of white hat motivation for sustainable engagement. While gamification is technically manipulation, so are many accepted social interactions like saying please and thank you. The ethical test is simple. Gamification is ethical when there's full transparency about its purpose and users opt in to the system. By understanding these 8 core drives, we can create experiences that not only achieve business objectives, but genuinely improve people's lives, making what people have to do align with what they want to do. The true power of gamification isn't in superficial game elements, but in its ability to transform mundane activities into meaningful journeys that tap into our deepest human motivations. What if everything in life could be as engaging as your favorite game? With the right understanding of human motivation, it can be.